Canadian Parliament on Friday debated a motion that would reopen discussion on when human life begins. Under the current Canadian law, a child is recognized as a human being only at the moment of complete birth. Earlier this week, the Canadian Bishops Conference issued a statement on the motion, inviting all members of the Parliament to take full account of the sacredness of the unborn child and each human life. The president of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops, Archbishop Richard Smith of Edmonton, spoke to Vatican Radio's Christopher Wells about the motion. The president of the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops, Archbishop Richard Smith of Edmonton, spoke to Vatican Radio's Christopher Wells about the motion.
Within the Canadian parliamentary system, every member of parliament has the right to raise issues that he or she thinks parliament should address. And so within that context, this particular member of parliament by the name of Stephen Woodworth, based in Ontario, his Kitchener constituency, has, by means of a particular motion, he's wanting to ask parliament to take a look at a declaration, a statement within our Canadian Criminal Code that has to do with when a child becomes a human being. And the Canadian Criminal Code has within it a statement based on a hundreds-year-old legal definition that a child becomes a human being only when the child exits the womb of the mother at birth. And this member of parliament is saying, well, maybe we should take a look at that. Things obviously have advanced. Our medical knowledge and all sorts of knowledge has advanced quite a lot in the last couple of hundred years. Is this still an appropriate statement to have within our criminal code? So by means of this motion, he's asking for a parliamentary committee to be established that would actually study the question and look at how it accords or not with current medical knowledge. So the bishops, when we became aware of this, issued our statement. We don't take a position one way or another on the existence of a parliamentary committee. That's up to parliamentarians to decide how they look at particular questions. But what is of importance to us, obviously, is the question itself of when a child is recognized as a human being. And we took this as an opportunity to reiterate what the Church holds, namely that one is a human being from the time of conception, obviously. And this is something that does, in fact, accord with medical knowledge, with genetic science, and so on. And so we used our statement to reiterate this and also to invite the parliamentarians to look very closely at this, to honor the sacredness of the human person in their deliberations, that sacredness which extends from conception, of course, and as well to call upon our Canadian Catholics to pray that our parliamentarians will indeed weigh this carefully and seriously and be guided in their deliberations.
And, Your Grace, the motion is actually receiving a lot of criticism. It's fairly controversial. Can you explain that? I mean, it seems like simply opening the question would not be that big of a deal. I mean, debate and open inquiry should be a normal part of the parliamentary system.
Well, obviously, we agree with that. The fundamental point here, it's an interesting underlying issue which really extends beyond this particular question. And that's the relationship between politics and truth. This question really asks Parliament to make sure that our Canadian law, which is, of course, crafted by the politicians that we elect, is in accord with truth, is in accord with scientific fact. It raises a very significant question in that regard, you know, because too often politics is determined by what is practical, by what is expedient, by what will garner the most votes, determined by what will keep us in power, and so on. We would want, as citizens, and the Church obviously would hold, that we cannot have politics divorced from truth. We cannot have politics divorced from ethics or morality, because to do so would be a very scary proposition. So in raising this one particular question, it goes to a far deeper issue, which really needs to be upheld.
And when you speak about that relationship between truth and politics, and especially with regard to this question, this isn't simply a religious issue. This isn't something that's, you know, the unique perspective of the bishops.
Right. Absolutely. This is something that any geneticist, any medical expert would be able to affirm, that from within those perspectives, human life begins at conception. And this particular legal declaration or legal definition that is within our criminal code is really an arbitrary fiction. So I think the question is a valid one. Let's take a look at how this accords with scientific facts, with medical knowledge. And just understood in those terms, it ought not to be something that any parliamentarian should be afraid of. And the church in this context and in other contexts will always say, don't be afraid of the truth. The truth liberates.